In the American television show Saturday Night Live, actors make jokes of realistic situations and people like politicians and sports personalities. In one program, for example, sports reporters Pete and Greg discuss a women's curling game between Finland and Paraguay. But it soon becomes clear that they do not understand the game. A player from Paraguay scores, and the men say this.
What an amazing curl, knocking Team Finland right out of the house. Look at that, she is fired up. Bingo.
Whoa, I have no idea what's happening.
Well, neither do I, buddy. The rules of this game are baffling to me.
You just heard Pete say, neither do I, to show agreement with Greg's statement. Pete is saying that he also has no idea what is happening. Very short responses like this are extremely common for English speakers around the world. We use them in speech and informal writing every day. In English, we can use the words so, neither, to, and either to say that what is true for some person is also true for us. In today's program, I will talk about so and neither. The word so shows agreement with positive statements, and the word neither shows agreement with negative statements. You will hear and see examples of both today. But first, we will talk about how to form these statements. In a usual English statement, the subject comes first and is followed by the verb. The structure is subject plus verb plus rest of sentence. For example, if I say, "We visited a beautiful beach," the subject is we, followed by the verb visit. But when we use so and neither to show agreement, the structure changes. The subject comes at the end, and we mainly use an auxiliary verb. The structure is so or neither plus auxiliary or be plus subject. Auxiliary verbs are helping verbs that do things like form verb tenses. They can include do, be, have, and others. In Pete's statement, neither do I, for example, the word neither is followed by the auxiliary verb do and the subject I. To show agreement using so and neither, the choice of verb and tense in the response depends on the original statement. Let's start with the simple present verb tense, and I will show you what I mean. We can say, so do I, and neither do I, to agree with statements in the simple present tense. Listen to an exchange between speakers.
Manny loves seafood.
So do I.
I walk to work every day.
So do I.
We do not think he's right.
Neither do I.
Seema does not have a dog.
Neither do I.
To demonstrate the form, all responses today will use the subject I. But other subjects can be used, such as a person's name, a thing, or a pronoun. For example,
Seema does not have a dog.
Neither does Manny.
Now, on to the verb be. To agree with simple present statements when the verb is be, we can say, so am I, and neither am I. Listen to how the speakers use them.
Kayla is allergic to milk.
So am I.
We are not at the show.
Neither am I.
We also use so am I and neither am I to agree with statements in the present continuous verb tense. This tense is sometimes called be plus ing.
I am leaving for the summer.
So am I.
Kadi is not teaching online.
Neither am I.
Now we will move to the simple past tense. We can say, so did I and neither did I, to agree with statements in the simple past tense. I wonder what our speakers will say this time.
My sister loved the surprise party.
So did I.
I did not bring my library card.
Neither did I.
And lastly, we can say, so was I and neither was I, to agree with simple past statements when the verb is be. Listen to how the speakers use them.
They were tired after the flight.
So was I.
Rami was not in the group.
Neither was I.
Well, I'll stop there. We do not have time in this program to talk about other verb tenses and modal auxiliary verbs such as can and should. Still, there's a lot you can do with what you learned. For example, check for today's uses of so and neither as you read stories, listen to music, and watch shows and films in American English. And, when possible, try responding to other English speakers with today's shortened responses. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Have fun with it. Soon, the responses will come more naturally. I promise.
So do we.
I'm Alice Bryant.